Welcome to Rock and Roll Flashback with your host, Bill Price. Prepare to journey down under on the series highlighting some of Australia's most successful music groups.
During the 1960s and early 1970s, several artists that got their start in Australia went on to enjoy successful international careers. In this episode of the series From Down Under, I'll feature the folk pop group, The Seekers, the first native Australian pop group that went on to achieve success in the United Kingdom, the United States, as well as Australia. This is the story of The Seekers and their rise to international fame on Rock and Roll Flashback. The Seekers were formed in Melbourne, Australia in 1962 by Athol Guy on double bass, Keith Potger on 12-string guitar, and Bruce Woodley on guitar. During the late 1950s, Potger led a rock and roll group called the Triamics, and Guy had a group called the Ramblers. Guy, Potger, and Woodley eventually decided to form a doo-wop group called the Escorts, which featured Ken Ray as the lead singer. By 1962, the group's name was changed to The Seekers. Ray soon left the group to get married and was replaced with traditional jazz singer Judith Durham. Prior to joining The Seekers, Athol and Judith knew each other from working in an advertising agency. Judith occasionally sang with The Seekers when she was not performing in jazz clubs. Since Judith had previously recorded for W&G Records with a group called the Jazz Preachers, that earlier connection with W&G Records enabled The Seekers to sign a recording contract with the record label. The debut album, titled Introducing the Seekers, was released in 1963. Their first single, released in mid-1963, was Kumbaya, an African-American spiritual song, followed by Waltzing Matilda, which was an 1894 Australian bush ballad. Waltzing Matilda made it into the Melbourne Top 40 Singles Chart and peaked at 74 on Australia's national chart in November. As a result of their Top 40 achievement, The Seekers were offered a 12-month opportunity to perform on a cruise ship in March 1964. 2 months later, they traveled to England with the intent of returning to Australia after 10 weeks. While in London, they were offered employment by the booking agency Grade Organization. After signing with World Record Club, the single Myra was issued. The Seekers then became regular performers on the British television show Call In on Carol. After appearing in a performance along with headliner Dusty Springfield, they met Dusty's brother, Tom, who was a producer and songwriter. He wrote I'll Never Find Another You, which The Seekers recorded in November 1964 and was released by EMI Records in December. Even though the group had yet to sign a contract with EMI, the single made it to the UK Top 50. In February 1965, the song reached number one in the UK and Australia, and number four in the US. Even though I'll Never Find Another You was the largest selling single in the UK, later The Carnival Is Over became a bigger hit. However, in the US, it only managed to peak at number 105. The Seekers became the first Australian group to have a top five hit in the UK and US as well as Australia. In the US, I'll Never Find Another You peaked at number four in pop and number two in easy listening on the Billboard magazine charts. The next US release, What Have They Done to the Rain, failed to chart in the top 40 in February 1965. In May, A World of Our Own, written by Tom Springfield, became a top three hit in Australia and the UK, and in the US it reached a top 20. In July, Morning Town Ride was released in Australia and reached the top 10. Later that same month, Judith was forced to leave the group for a short period of time because of emergency nasal surgery. During the period from July to September, singer Ellen Wade performed with the group. Once Judith rejoined the Seekers, the next single, The Carnival Is Over, was released in November 1965. That same year, they met Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel. The Seekers' guitar player, Bruce Woodley, along with Simon, co-wrote three songs, Cloudy, I Wish You Could Be Here, and Red Rubber Ball, which became a U.S. number two hit for the Circle in 1966. By the end of 1966, Georgie Girl was released and reached number two in the U.S., becoming their highest charting hit on the Billboard Hot 100, and in February 1967, number one on the Cashbox Hot 100. It was also the title song for the UK film of the same name and sold 3.5 million copies worldwide. The Recording Industry Association awarded the Seekers a gold record certificate. In the UK, it charted at number three and in Australia at number one. In 1967, the song's co-writers, Jim Dale and Tom Springfield, were nominated for the Academy Award for Best Original Song of 1966, but lost to the title song of the film Born Free. In February 1967, the Seekers reached the top 50 in the U.S. with Morning Ride. In March 1967, the Seekers returned to Australia for a homecoming tour, performing for an estimated audience of 200,000. In January 1968, on Australia Day, the group was named Australians of the Year. Then in February, Judith informed the other group members that she was leaving the Seekers in order to pursue a solo career. And as a result, the group disbanded. The final televised performance on July 9th, called Farewell the Seekers, was viewed by an audience of more than 10 million. After the Seekers split, Judith pursued a solo singing career. A Christmas album titled For Christmas with Love was released, and later she signed with A&M Records. Additional albums were released, which included Gift of Song, Climb Every Mountain. In 1969, the New Seekers was formed and managed by Keith Potker in the UK. Their song, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, climbed to number one in the UK. Ethel Gaya hosted a television show and later entered politics in 1973. Bruce Woodley released several solo albums and concentrated on songwriting. In 1972, Guy, Poulter, and Woodley began planning on reforming the Seekers without Durham. In 1975, Louisa Weisling, a folk singer who had been with a group called The Settler, joined the Seekers. The following year, Woodley left the group and was replaced with Buddy England. Then in 1978, Guy also left the group and was replaced by Peter Robinson. Weisling also left and was replaced by Cheryl Webb as the lead vocalist. Keith Potker remained the only original member of the Seekers. In 1980, the new group released an album titled A Little Bit of Country and toured up until the mid-1980s. By 1988, Guy, Potker, and Woodley reformed the Seekers with singer Julie Anthony. They performed at the World Expo 88 in Brisbane, singing The Carnival Is Over. In March 1989, they released the album titled Live On, which reached the top 30 on the Australian Recording Industry Association albums chart. In June 1990, singer Julie Anthony left the group and was replaced with Karen Knowles. However, the sound associated with that of the original group just wasn't there, and the group split yet again. In late 1992, the Seekers reunited, this time with all the original members. A performance at a reunion concert then led to a 102-date tour. The next year after the successful Silver Jubilee reunion celebration tour, the Seekers resumed performing and recording occasionally. Between 1993 and 2022, the group performed at numerous sold-out tours in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. They also recorded and released several albums, which included The Future Road. It peaked at number 4 on the Australian Recording Industry Association albums chart in October 1997. In 2001, the Morning Ride to Christmas album made it into the top 20. The two albums were certified platinum. In 1995, the Seekers were inducted into the Australian Recording Industry Association Hall of Fame. At the closing ceremony of the Sydney 2000 Paralympic Games, Judith Durham sang "The Carnival is Over" in a wheelchair due to a broken hip. On the group's 40th anniversary, commemorating their formation, a special issue of Australian postage stamps was issued in October 2002. In September, the Seekers were presented the key to the city by Melbourne's Lord Mayor. In 2011, the National Film and Sound Archive of the Sounds of Australia Registry added "I'll Never Find Another You." The Seekers' Golden Jubilee Tour began in May 2013, celebrating the group's 50 years since forming in 1962. Sold-out performances in Sydney, Brisbane, Newcastle, and Melbourne received rave reviews. After the first performance in Melbourne, Judith suffered a brain hemorrhage, forcing the postponement of the rest of the tour until November. A UK tour took place in May and June 2014, the two final performances held at the Royal Albert Hall in London. In 1995, Judith was honoured with the Medal of the Order of Australia for services to music, especially as an entertainer and composer. In 2003, she was awarded the Centenary Medal by the Governor General for service to Australian society through music. In 2014, Judith Durham, Ethel Guy, Bruce Woodley, and Keith Polgar were awarded the Officer of the Order of Australia. In 2015, the group was inducted into the Music Victoria Hall of Fame. In 2019, Judith was inducted into the Australian Women in Music Awards Honour Roll. Farewell, a live recording of their 50th anniversary tour, was released in April 2019. Shortly thereafter, Judith Durham retired from live performance. On August 5th, 2022, she died from a chronic lung disease in Melbourne at the age of 79. "Carry Me," the Seekers' last recording together, was revealed by Ethel Guy at Judith's memorial service. Among the countless tributes following her death was one from Australia's then Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, who hailed Judith as, quote, "a national treasure and an Australian icon. Judith Durham gave voice to a new strand of our identity and helped blaze a trail for a new generation of Aussie artists. Her kindness will be missed by many. The anthem she gave to our nation will never be forgotten," unquote. In 1971, Ethel Guy was elected to three successive terms in the Victorian Parliament. His achievements included the government purchase and development of Werribee Park, which is located in the Melbourne suburb of Werribee. As of 2024, Keith continues to perform solo concerts around Australia. In 1987, Bruce, along with his friend Dobie Newton, wrote the song I Am Australian, which became his well-known composition. I'll mention a few of the Seekers' most notable performance achievements. In 1965, they won the Best New Group in the New Musical Express Poll Winners Awards. Later in April, they performed at the Wembley Empire Pool, appearing along with the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Cliff Richard, and Dusty Springfield. In June, the Seekers appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, singing A World of Our Own and You Can Tell the World. In November 1966, the Seekers performed at a Royal Command performance at the London Palladium before the Queen Mother. The group made another appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1967, singing Georgie Girl. At the Expo 67 in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, the Seekers represented Australia. They appeared on Australian television via the first satellite transmission from the U.S. to Australia. On March 1967, they performed to an audience estimated at 200,000 in a televised concert celebrating their overseas success at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. They were the first group ever to reach number one on the UK charts with their first three singles. The Seekers were the first Australian group that had a number two hit in the U.S. with Georgie Girl. This has been a look back at Australia's first group to achieve success in the UK, US, and Europe. The Seekers, from Down Under.
This has been Rock and Roll Flashback, featuring the series From Down Under, with your host, Bill Price. And until next time.
Rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on.